Wisconsinites interested in running for public office this fall are circulating their nomination papers as of last week. They'll be doing that until June 2nd. Now, a lot of us might dream of having the power to change our communities and serving an elected office, but how many people really throw their hats into the ring?
Our next guest did just that, and against some pretty significant odds, too. Zach Ruwink is 26 years old, and he was recently reelected mayor of Wisconsin Rapids. He was first elected to the position when he was 24, making him one of the youngest mayors in the country.
Val Phillips also joins us. She is a Wisconsin-based attorney. She was the first woman and first African-American person elected to the Milwaukee Common Council. In 1978, she made history as the first woman and African-American elected as Secretary of State to a statewide office in Wisconsin, putting her in the highest office held by a woman in Wisconsin in the 20th century. Val Phillips, welcome to Central Time.
Hi.
And Zach Ruwink, welcome to you as well.
Oh.
Val, let's start with you. What led you to run for office? What made you want to serve in office?
Well, Wisconsin had not every 10 years. We have to reapportion and get new guidelines for different places in the state, and we do that every 10 years. For some reason, Wisconsin had not done it in 3 decades. That's 30 years. And all the Journal and the Sentinel, I'm on the phone. The Journal and the Sentinel were separate at that time, and both of them were advocating reapportionment. And so I had joined the League of Women Voters, and they were very much for reapportionment. And I went door to door for reapportionment. That was my first kind of taste of talking to people, asking it. Because if you voted no, they had it so that if you voted no, that meant you wanted to reapportionment. If you voted yes, then you didn't want it. It was all fixed so that we would not have reapportionment. And to think that we had gone 3 decades, 30 years, it was very, that was my first, my first knocking on people's doors and telling them about the importance of reapportionment.
And then you ended up running for Common Council and probably knocking on people's doors again. There hadn't been a woman in the Common Council in Milwaukee. There hadn't been an African-American there. What was it like being the first person to try to break that?
Well, my husband had promised me that if they actually did reapportion, he would run, because I didn't think of doing it. And then when they did reapportion, well, then he wanted to chicken out. You know, he didn't want to do it. So he said, well, you have the same credentials that I have. Why don't you do it? So I said, well, I don't know. I don't know if a woman could do it. So then I went to the library and found out that, what you have to do, and that there had never been a woman and never been an African-American. So that I still tried to get him to do it, but he wouldn't. And we didn't have much money, but the little money he had put aside for me, a mink coat, when I said, it would be hard, but we don't have really any money, he said, well, you know, I started a mink coat fund. And I said, wow. I said, how much is in it? And he said, I think he said around $3,000 or $3,600. Now a mink coat would cost $10,000 or $12,000, I think. But I said, he said, would you want to use that? I said, well, let me sleep on it. And we both slept on it. And the next day, he said, what do you think? I said, I'm willing to try. He said, well, I think that we shouldn't use the mink coat, because I promised you that. And I said, but I think I'd want to do it. And that's what we used. The whole street. I don't remember whether it was 3,300 or 3,600, but whatever it was, we used it.
Wow. So the Mink Coat Fund was the seed money for running for office. I want to turn to Zach Vruink, now mayor of Wisconsin Rapids. Like Vel, in a way, you are an unexpected face in politics because of your age, 24 years old. As somebody in that age range, we might think of people as apathetic. What led you to say, hey, I want to run for office, Zach?
Well, in growing up in the community that I now represent, I often had taken interest in the decisions that were made in the community, really in the sense of what are we doing to ensure youth and young people have a seat at the table. And I can think back to middle school and high school and getting involved in political campaigns, one in my own family, really, and the campaign side of things really drew my interest, and went off to school at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. And pursued a degree in political science. And at that point, I thought, gosh, maybe I could be a candidate for office. And soon after graduation, returned to Wisconsin Rapids. And at that point, it really became clear that our community needed a candidate that would represent its future and represent youth and new ideas. And so at that point, after the kind of encouragement of other people in the community, decided to pursue the office. You know, I really think back to, as I mentioned, the middle school, high school, when I saw decisions that were made by the mayor at the time and others, and there wasn't youth. There wasn't youthful perspectives. Our city council in recent years has elected some younger members, but other than that, historically, most of our mayors have been close to retirement or just coming out of retirement or last step before retirement, and so I wanted to offer our community something different, a different different option.
Zach, when you told people you're running for office, you said some people were encouraging. Did most people take that seriously, or did you think, hey, it's this young guy right out of college, we're not going to take that seriously at all?
Well, I think there might have been a bit of that, but I think as I went door to door, as Vel just talked about, people really reaffirmed the need for a young perspective, a new perspective in our community. And surprisingly, people really were called to not only campaign for myself, but to donate funds, and which was, you know, really surprising to me that people really felt very strongly that someone young could run the city. And, you know, part of it, too, is you have to prove and demonstrate your ability to do that. So I always said during the campaign it wasn't about any sort of age. It was about ability and an ability to do the job. And so that was, no question, a stumbling block and a piece to overcome.
And Vel Phillips, when you announced you were running for office, again, there were no women on the Common Council of Milwaukee, no African Americans had served. What did people say to you about your race and your gender when you ran?
I didn't announce anything. I just took out my papers, and I had a few people who believed in me because I had joined the League of Women Voters and the YWCA and different organizations because I was an organization person, and I was very interested in what was happening. And I truly thought my husband, because he promised, would run. I didn't think of myself as running. And when he refused, there was a reporter by the name of Doyle Getter. I asked him, he said, at that time I just knew there had been a black, had not been a black person. And they didn't say black in those days, they said Negro. And so then he checked, he said, well, I don't think there's ever been a woman to survive the primary even. And you wouldn't enjoy that, a lot of old men that smoke cigars and stuff. And it wouldn't be. But the more he talked against it, and the more my husband talked for me doing it so I wouldn't be on him, the more interested I got. But I'm very impressed with someone, the young man who is the mayor at 26, are you now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm very impressed because I'm sure that later on. Oh, and you've graduated from college already?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I had graduated from law school. But the thing is, you're getting such really wonderful experience in being not only just an elected official, but in municipal government, period, that you'll probably want to go to the Senate and do other things. It's just very impressive. Because I was older than you, but I was very young when I started in law school, and there were only about maybe 10 women and at least 200 or 300 students. And there were just so few women that we would meet in the John and chat and talk and stuff. And it's different, but it's very exciting. And I hope that you decide to stay in public office. And
we're talking to Val Phillips, longtime activist and politician. She was the first African-American, the first woman to hold, well, a lot of different offices here in the state. And Zach Vruwink, mayor of Wisconsin Rapids. He first ran and was elected at age 24, 26 now. He's just been reelected. And we were talking about their experiences in running for office, and we'd like to hear from you, too. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Nominations for fall elections in Wisconsin are open as of last week, and our two guests are sharing their experiences running for office against some significant odds. Zach Vruwink, mayor of Wisconsin Rapids, was 24 when he was elected, making him one of the youngest mayors in the country, and Val Phillips was the first woman and the first African-American selected Secretary of State in Wisconsin.
And we'd like to hear from you. Do you have questions about their experiences or about what it's like to run for office? Have you ever run for office? And are you thinking about it and you need advice, encouragement, inspiration? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Val Phillips, I imagine a lot of people have asked you for advice over the years. If someone out there is thinking they might want to run for office, they're not sure if they should, do you have some encouragement for them?
Oh, indeed. They should just follow their dream. It's amazing. I was the first woman judge in the county, and the second, there was someone way up north that was the first woman in the state. And Pat Lucy tried to get me. Nobody knows her. I think she was about a month, 2 or 3 weeks before I... And so, technically, I was not the first woman in the state. I was the second woman by just a few weeks, and the first woman in Milwaukee County. So I would just say, if this is, I attended women judges from all over the country just a couple of weeks ago, and it just really blew my mind. I think there are at least 16 women now in Wisconsin who are judges. And when I became a judge, since there had never been a woman, the woman that was first by 2 or 3 weeks or so from me was way up north. And so I was treated like I was out of outer space or something. So I would say to women, everything is open. You know, you can be, I think we might have the first woman president coming up, and I know it's going to be hard for her, but I would say to the women, please do not feel that you have to have a husband or be married or whatever, just go for it, and it's challenging, and it's wonderful, really, so... I hope that more women, but the fact that we now have about 13 or 16 women judges in the state of Wisconsin is quite something.
And Zach Vruwink, a similar question for you. If somebody is maybe asked you, hey, it sounds like a lot of work. I think I want to run for office. What should they weigh? How should they make the decision if they want to run or not?
Undoubtedly, it's a lot of work and a lot of stress at times, but it definitely is worth it. I would say, regardless of success, choosing to run for office is tremendously rewarding, not only for personally experiencing what it is to run, but even to for the debate, for healthy dialogue in the community. I would add too that it's kind of an obligation of those that of not only my generation but other generations to ensure that there is a seat at the table for them, that having a government and a democratic government that's representative of its people is absolutely critical. And just because the odds chances are slim or the odds are against them, it shouldn't be a detractor. They really should think very strongly about pursuing it, and would highly encourage them to do so. And reach out to those that have served or are currently serving. We're great resources on many levels, and I would suggest that anyone that's interested can make myself available and anyone else, but to reach out to those that have it, because it's a tremendously rewarding thing, regardless of success.
I would agree with that wholeheartedly, and not be discouraged. Like, there's always something in the paper. What shall we call her? You know, they finally did decide to call me Madam Alderman. And when I used the alderman's bathroom, because I was pregnant at the time, been trying, and it would happen that just before the primary, I found that I was 5 months pregnant. I was April is when I was sworn in, and I only found out that I was pregnant about a month before that. So, whatever, just follow your dream, and it's as the gentleman just said, it's very rewarding. It's just wonderful. I didn't even think about money, and you're gonna have all kinds of challenges, but I think the day is coming when women will make the same as men when they're doing the same job, and they won't be afraid of a woman who wants to do what has traditionally been cut out just for a male. It's I wouldn't trade. The only thing I would do different is I would be more I keep better records when I would talk to Martin Luther King or JFK or LBJ. I would, you know, I just took it for granted, and I didn't keep as good notes or care about the future. So I would say keep good notes and later on write about it.
And I would add, too, really never to leave any position open for or take it for granted, regardless of the level of government, local elected, and whether it's city or county or statewide office, that anyone, you know, can start at any level, and not to write it off, that their decisions that are made at the local level are just as important as those at the state or the national level.
That's very true. And I served in all three branches when I was on city council, that's the legislative branch. When I was a judge, that was the judicial branch. And when I was a secretary of state, that is the executive branch. So I just happened to, I didn't plan it, but I served in all three. And I met some wonderful people. Jimmy Carter, I introduced him when he came to Milwaukee. And that because at the time I was secretary of state, Dreyfus was the governor and the lieutenant governor. Our president always spoke to the highest-ranking Democrat in the executive branch, and that happened to be me because Dreyfus, and then the secretary said he was Republican, and the next third name on the ballot was Secretary of State, and that happened to be me. So. It was so challenging. I'm just very impressed, as I said before, with the young man who is 26 years old.
Well, I want to ask both of you before we're out of time. Vel Phillips, let's start with you. Politician, sometimes it's a dirty word, and people think it's a dirty job. What is the value of public service in your mind?
Oh, it's not dirty at all. You are in a position, however, to do things that other people cannot do. So there's all kinds of things that may throw you off. If you know that what you want to do is to make a better city or state or United States and to right some of the wrongs, then you should hang in there and do it and not be swayed by the fact that it hasn't been done before.
And Zach Vruink, what do you think? The value of public service, even when people don't necessarily look highly on those public servants?
Absolutely, especially because politicians, I believe, do have some expiration dates, that after some point when they're in office, their ideas no longer are necessarily as representative of the society in which they are, that elect, that of the people that elect them. So to have options and to have you know, candidates that from various backgrounds seeking political office is critical. And regardless of what people might see of the institution as being gridlocked or having negative perceptions of it. But I think definitely having people run at all levels of government and regardless of their backgrounds is absolutely critical.
Well, Zach, I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Val Phillips, thanks to you as well.
Happy to do it.
We've been speaking with Zach Verwink. He's mayor of Wisconsin Rapids, first ran and was elected at age 24, just reelected at age 26. And Val Phillips, she's a Milwaukee-based attorney. She was the first woman and African-American elected to the Milwaukee Common Council, Secretary of State in Wisconsin, and a lot of points in between. Nominations for fall elections in Wisconsin are open as of last week. They've been sharing their experience on what it's like to run for office.
Also, in case you missed it, for our Teach Me What You Know segment last Tuesday, we spoke with the Wisconsin Government Accountability Board about how to get on the ballot. Lots of good information there if you are considering a run for office, a starting point. Lots of inspiration here, too, talking with Val Phillips and Mr. Ruing. And that is available on the Central Time Facebook page.
And while you're there, tell us why you have or haven't run for office in your life. What would it take to get you to do it?